Hey there, welcome to First Five. If you're looking for encouragement, you came to the right place. Let's dive in. Well, Happy New Year. You made it. There's a lot of people that didn't make it to this new year, but you did, which means that there's still an immense amount of purpose on your life. And you should be celebrating that. You have purpose. That's a really good thing. You know, when we get into a new year, we often fall into this mantra of new year, new me. That walking into the new year, we've got to accomplish a new set of goals, and we've got to make sure that we achieve a certain amount of things, and we climb that mountain, and we scale that opportunity, and we get so caught up in the newness of the year that we forget and forsake the things that we did to get us up until this point. So my wife asked me a few days before the new year, she asked me, hey, what do you want to do in 2023? Like, what are you looking forward to in 2023? And I told her this, and I'll tell you the same thing. More of the same. Now listen, if there are some unhealthy habits that you've picked up in the last few years that you need to abandon, that's okay. It's well and good to make sure that you accomplish a new thing, that you get back to the gym, that you do what it is you feel like you're supposed to be doing. But all of the positive habits, the good habits that you've built up until this point, don't forsake those in an effort to try something new. Consistency is key moving into the new year. You know what I want more than anything else? More of the same. More of the same resilience, more of the same persistence, more of the same joy, more of the same love, more of the same peace that I received in the years prior. If anything, I want an abundance of those things. I want more of the same. I want consistency in my life. And I believe that God rewards consistency. That he rewards consistency. It actually says this, I'll read it to you in John 15. Jesus says, remain in me and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine. You cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. That word remain also in another translation says abide, and abiding and remaining means to be consistent, to be steadfast, right? So literally the concept of just remaining in God. Remaining in relationship, understanding what is most important, and continuing to do those things that got you to the point of where you are. Remaining, consistency, those things ultimately breed success in your life. It's not that you can do something once and see it happen. It's not that you can accomplish something once, it's that you can do it consistently. When you think about a basketball game, for example, basketball players, man, you got 82 plus games in the season. It's not that you can play one game well and win. It's that you can be consistent across 82 plus games. Because ultimately, that's how you get to the championship. Consistency is the thing that helps you win. And in this life that we live, as we walk into this new year, as we're stepping into a new season, let's not forsake the things that got us here in an effort to try to keep up with all the new things that are present. Let's be consistent in the way in which we treat other people. Let's be consistent in the conversations that we have that are uplifting and positive. Let's be consistent in our relationship with God. And if we're not, let's grow in consistency there. There are some areas of growth for us for sure. There are new habits that we need to develop that are probably more positive than the habits we had in the past. But don't forsake the things that got you here. Be consistent. Be consistent. Why? Because Galatians 6 says, so let's not get tired of doing what is good. Don't get tired of being consistent. Don't get tired of doing the good things that got you to where you are right now. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Don't abandon the things that got you here. Don't give up. Keep pursuing those things. Keep being consistent, because I truly believe that consistency in your life, taking the things that got you up until this point, if you continue to be consistent in your life, you'll win. You'll win. I'm not saying you'll be better than anybody else. I'm not saying you're going to be rich and famous. I'm saying you're going to win in your life. This year, I want more consistency. I want more of the same love, more of the same peace, more of the same joy for me and my family. What do you want? What do you want out of 2023? Hopefully, it's more of the same. Because truthfully, I believe when you are able to do that, to stay consistent, to remain, to abide, to be consistent in your relationships with others, to be consistent in your relationship with God, then you'll see the greatest amount of success in your life. Success meaning your peace. Success meaning your well-being. Success meaning your wholeness. I really hope that encouraged you today. We'll talk soon.